showtime.
Yay!
I have to pee.
I have a side bladder. Everyone shut up.
Good evening, everybody. We're on the air.
Oh, Lord.
Alan, you're listed twice in chat.
I know. I'm updating the status like message.
Duplicate Alan.
Yeah.
Does one of you have a goatee?
Have a good 4th of July?
No.
Independence Day?
Yes, anybody, Independence Day.
Did anybody stick a bottle rocket up their poop chute?
No.
Nope.
That's evidently the fashion.
Wait, I didn't hear Jay deny it.
I heard nothing.
I think fireworks are illegal in Ohio.
They're illegal in Massachusetts, but you would never know from the sound of all of them going off.
Oh, my God. Yes. Two houses down every single year, they get, like, the super crazy mortar pack that shoots, like, you know, 150 feet up in the air and has the nice cascading fireworks. It was quite impressive. I enjoyed it very much. I sat out on my balcony with a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I just watched them spend their money.
Speaking of impressive, did you see the San Diego thing?
What?
The San Diego fireworks display, something went wrong.
Uh-oh.
They launched everything at once.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
The whole thing, what was supposed to be a 20-minute show, lasted like 15 seconds.
Oops.
But that was a really cool 15 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see it on the YouTube videos. It's pretty awesome.
I haven't seen that. That's pretty neat.
I'll have to look it up. Yes. Now here's the question. Was anybody hurt?
I doubt it.
Yeah, see, there's the big thing about fireworks is I was joking about bottle rockets up the butt, but the afternoon of the 4th, hotair.com posted some YouTube compilation video of various fireworks fuck ups where people caught themselves in a really, really stupid situations doing extremely dumb things with fireworks. And overall, I'm sure there was quite a few, you know, burns and other various things. I highly doubt anybody was killed in any of these, and some of them were catastrophic.
Well, there was a story out of Pelham, New Hampshire, where a couple of kids got hurt. I actually blogged about it earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that.
And wait.
I know, I haven't watched.
And now, it's time for the Squirrel Report. Thursday, July 5th, 2012.
Alan can't decide if he wants to be evening news or morning drive.
This is Alan Cronkite.
And now it's time for the Squirrel Report.
Hey,
Krusty the Clown.
Hey, it's time for the phrase that pays.
Oh, wait, where's my cowbell sound?
Squirrel Report.
My cowbell.
Yeah.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
It's Tate and Grundle in the morning.
Damn.
What, are you trying to get your soundboard going? Do we have a morning drive soundboard?
No.
I don't think I have a morning. I'm looking for stuff.
Because I think it'd be extremely hilarious if we did a morning drive show. That should be next week. Next week should be morning drive show.
Well, I can do...
It's evening, everybody's drunk, and we're doing a morning drive show.
There you go. T-Beck got it. Hi-ho!
Wow.
All of a sudden...
That's terrible. And I don't have any good morning show sound effects.
You've got all week, Alan.
You have weird beard. Why do we need sound effects?
The human beatbox.
Is it Michael Johnson, the guy from Police Academy?
Jay, get back over by the router.
Michael Winslow, that's the guy from Police Academy. Yeah,
get back over by the router, Jay. You've stepped too far.
Oh my gosh.
Jay, you're supposed to pee before the show.
I did.
We all pee before the show.
That's right.
Jay,
one.
You need to get an apple juice bottle.
I was drinking apple juice. Good tone. Your mom must be proud.
These are sound effects.
It sounded like I had some bumps.
Challenge accepted.
See, mine are real and powered by Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay. We actually have a show tonight.
I know.
Started.
I don't want to do it. Can't make me. I'm a grown-up in a free country.
Anymore. Oh. Brita's going to earn her cat herder pay tonight.
I've had a long day, folks.
All right. You need some
soap. You want to talk about your long day, Brita?
I really don't. I had a shitty day at the library. I was the only one manning?
Yes, you were manning it.
I was womaning? I don't know. Whatever. I was the
only one
all morning, and it was the, you know, first day back from a weekday holiday, and it was just insane. So
Monday.
I was just really glad I got to work, and I actually was like, thank God I'm not hungover. This would be so bad. Yeah. So, personing. That's it. Okay. I'll go with personing.
I believe the less stupid term is staffing. That's staffing.
Yeah. Just going to say staffing. It's weird.
Except staffing is also very phallic.
Hey. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I didn't think of that either.
Well, Brita did. Just saying. Just saying.
Anyway, so the library was interesting today, and then I had a good afternoon, though. You know, that was good because I got out at 1, and I had a good afternoon. But
what was so good about your afternoon?
How's your zucchini coming?
Oh, weird. I'm totally going to mail you a zucchini.
Ooh.
Please don't, Brita. My next-door neighbor has... Actually, it's a very peculiar, but it's a very useful affliction, which is she doesn't like to eat vegetables, but she really enjoys tending a garden.
Oh, so you make out then?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, Weird makes out all the time, and sometimes with his wife.
Sure, like killing deer.
Jay, get back by the router.
I am.
Jay, you've seen my setup. I've got these neat little things. They're called wires, and they go from my headphones into my computer, and they go from my microphone into my computer, and then my computer has this thing called a wire that goes into the router, which actually goes into the wall.
Damn, that sounds high tech. Weird.
It's revolutionary.
Wow.
It forgets one thing. I'm Italian. I'm feeling my arms around wildly. If I have wires, I look like Dr. Frankenstein in the lab. Give my creation life, and you know, flailing the arms.
You know what's hilarious is the wife and I had dinner in the north end of Boston, which is the Italian district, and there was a whole bunch of Italian people, you know, off the boat types wandering around, and they were just as easy to understand as Jay.
Okay.
You know, the first time I met Jay or spoke to Jay, I was really surprised at his lack of accent. I was expecting, I was expecting it like a Goomba from Boston. Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's college. College kills the accents.
Maybe. I don't know.
Didn't help me.
Now Jay makes fun of my accent.
I do not. I think
you totally do.
Charming.
But we all make fun of Alan's.
Excellent. I don't make fun of Alan's.
Well, it's Texas hilarious. Accents you should cool. start. You should start.
Everybody else does.
I mean, except for oak fruit. That's pretty hilarious.
Oak fruit. Acorn.
Okay, acorn. Yeah. Oh yeah, my daughter was laughing at me for one. We were talking about she was getting a particular flavor of soda, and she, when I said it, she started laughing at me.
And what flavor was it?
Orange.
So what, your daughter doesn't have the goofy moon people accent?
No, the goofy moon people make cars. You should know that. You cut one.
I have no idea what you're saying, Jay.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why don't you go lay down?
Oh, for the love of Pete. Owned by the movies. Oh, what are you, fucking stupid?
We're hearing about every third syllable, Jay.
I know. It's
what Jay is trying to tell us is that Carr Arms is owned by the Moonies.
Today. Oh.
Right.
Jay, could you do me a favor? Just, you know, as an experiment, could you log off and reboot? That might work.
Oh, no.
Reboot. When in doubt, reboot.
Or bring it even better is you can just you can just send Mike over to his place.
Mike
and just have him gently caress Jay's computer.
Yeah, that might help, actually.
Jay needed a new computer anyway.
Poor Jay.
Well, we have a...
We do have a show. We have a somewhat interesting
topic.
I thought it was fun. I actually can't think of anything to go with our topic.
Oh, really? Because I can think of lots of things.
Well, explain the topic.
Maybe it's just
because
I'm older.
Your idea. I think it might be because you're old, yes.
Yeah. Need damn kids. Need back in my day.
Colin is really fucking old.
He is. He's ancient. It's terrible.
No, this was the I don't know if you didn't see it on the blog. The topic for tonight is in honor of Independence Day, we're going to talk about all the things you can't do anymore in the U.S. Fun things, bad things, just things that in their infinite wisdom the lords of the nanny state have decided that you the people can no longer be trusted to do, and we'll put you in jail if you try to do it.
Like in honor of Mr. Hands, you are no longer allowed to fuck a horse in Washington State, even if the horse is smiling.
See, what a buzzkill.
I'm still upset about the toilets.
Yeah, the toilets was really stupid.
MTBE.
Wow.
Damn, Jay.
You know what you used to be able to do is you used to be able to talk.
Yeah. Jay used to. I remember when Jay could talk.
Right. It's like that scene from Austin Powers where he has the.
Oh shit! Did somebody steal Jay's mojo?
No. I was thinking about the good one, how he has the little telescreen in his computer dashboard, and then after he gets frozen, he gets a streaming video on his laptop, and it's all like every third frame.
Oh, is that better? Somebody was complaining I was too loud.
We'll find out.
Huh.
You sound fine to me. I don't know.
Maybe I was a little loud. So, yeah, the classic example is like lawn darts.
Lawn darts. Those were the best. It was the best fun game. It was terrific.
Lawn darts were super fun.
I didn't know anybody who got killed by lawn darts. I've never even heard of that.
We never even got hurt.
Yeah,
no.
There was a few times where I got scolded pretty harshly for.
Yeah, get out of the way, lawn darts, stupid. You know, come on, duh. But no.
I think the toilets is a good one too, and it's a typical example of the short-sightedness and inability to think of the unintended consequences of what you know. The liberals think that we'll just pass a law. And that'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You know,
are there black market lawn darts now?
Actually, I've seen them for sale at like flea markets and stuff. You can sometimes find them where people are selling them. And it's not illegal to have them. They just made it so they couldn't, they couldn't sell them
or make them anymore.
Right.
Huh.
Or the product liability was so insane.
I don't think it's not quite as much as the short sightedness. It's the ought to be a law mentality. Is that somebody does something stupid? It's not the don't fucking do that anymore.
Right.
Or the kids are playing catch with the lawn darts instead of playing the actual game where everyone stands on one side and throws their darts and then everyone stands on the other side and throws their darts.
Oh, is that how you played it? Because we used to throw them at each other.
Well, if you did that and someone happened to collapse a lung, that's on you.
We used to shoot bottle rockets at each other too, and Roman candles and stuff. So.
Yeah, and no one got hurt.
Yeah.
she's much. Bad.
No, not really. I don't remember much. Anybody ever getting really hurt. Except the kid that got a BB lodged in his ass once, but, you know, hey.
Those pop right out like a big black.
Yeah, it's really not that big a deal. All right, apparently Jay's still having problems.
Announce the number.
Oh, yeah. We have a calling number.
Yeah, we have a number.
It's, oh, shit, I better turn it on the phone thing, huh?
Does it work today?
Yeah.
Okay, are you
sure?
It
should work. It worked when I checked it earlier.
It is 214-530-0036. Please call in now and see if it fucking works.
Yeah, man.
I've said before about the toilets. I try to go at work.
Yeah.
Because the work has those big vacuum kind of.
Oh, the whoosh, you know, toilets.
The whoosh toilets. Yeah. Oh, plus I don't have
nothing beats shitting on the clock.
That's right. Well,
that's true. That's true. But yeah. You know, I don't want to.
Well, but the whole point is it's so short-sighted, because the whole stated purpose of these things was to limit
water.
To save water. But then right. You have to flush two or three times, and so it doesn't save water. And oh, look, we have calls.
Yay!
We have several calls. Holy crap. All right, let me take some of these.
I love you guys.
Area code 806. Can you hear me now?
Amarillo, Texas.
Woohoo!
Amarillo, Texas.
You're going to need to turn off your or turn down your stream there, because we can hear it in the background.
Yeah, good point. Okay, you're somewhere.
Oh, shit. That's what I sound like.
All right. How's that?
Awesome, Brita.
That's cool.
All right. Yeah, the forced air toilets. Yeah. My daughter was a... 3 or 4, and we'd go to the mall, and I mean, she was afraid to use them because they were so loud.
Oh, oh
no. Yeah, I just. Yeah.
Who is this, by the way? Introduce
this
yourself.
Is Travis.
Oh, Travis. Oh, wow, Travis.
Amarillo.
You have a great voice.
Well, thank you. Face for radio, too.
Yeah, terrific. You can call in anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a nephew who may or may not be a little bit on the autism spectrum as well, and he absolutely hates the noise made by a flushing toilet. So therefore, we get the amusing sight of seeing his brown trouts floating away.
Yeah, no, I understand that you can smuggle them in from Canada as contraband, but I don't know if that's true. Jay, can you comment on that?
Jay's not here,
yeah,
man.
Jay's not here. Let me try.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can add him again, because he was not answering a second ago. He's probably thinking we forgot him.
Aw. Mm-hmm. Never. You know, I don't think the toilets in Canada are any different than here.
Yeah, they don't have the, what is it, 1.5 gallon flush or whatever it is. They have the big tanks.
Oh, there's a dog.
I'm sure various modders could also quickly work up a toilet so that it'll flush properly.
Well, you know, there's a science behind those things.
Have a bucket next to your toilet and just pour it in as it flushes.
I guess I don't know.
There's not really that much of a science to it. It's just a simple gas trap.
Well, yeah, the toilet piece, but the tank. I guess you could get a bigger tank. Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, probably modify the flapper a little bit so that it stays open longer. I just replaced the float valve in my toilet. You could probably just raise the standpipe up a little bit and then adjust the float valve so that it fills up nice and high.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
And then if you just hold the handle down so you keep that flapper open, the poop goes away.
Woohoo.
Well, I got to say, I've dropped some pretty serious corn logs into my low flow toilet, and it actually does pretty good. I don't know why that isn't.
Well, I think a lot of the low flow toilets got a bad rap in the beginning.
Uh-oh.
Because they just took a regular toilet and stuck a smaller tank on it. And I think since then some of them have been redesigned. So.
Because we've got two bathrooms in our place, and one of them's got an old pre-ban toilet in it, and the other one's got a
Pre-ban.
What it is.
Is it a high-capacity toilet?
We got a high-capacity pre-ban toilet, and then we've got a newer half-bath that was added fairly recently in the lifespan of the house, and that sucker's a low flow, but a fairly new one. And I got to say that, now, granted, I will tell you, I am not JG. JG is the man to put the toilets to the test. But overall, I've been pretty pleased with it. But again, if you want to, I mean, my big gripe is, I mean, maybe if you're out west where, you know, you can shoot somebody over water rights and get away with it, that's fine. But here in the Northeast, we don't have issues. We don't need to save the water. There's more. It keeps coming back.
I've always had this kind of like, I'm confused by people who are like, oh, preserve, you know, save water and the whole water thing. And I'm like, I live right next to a lake. I mean,
it's one thing if you've got a shitty faucet valve that's letting a little trickle come out and it's running 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of water, and you know, if everybody did that, it might overwhelm your sewage treatment plant or your septic tank or whatever, you know, whatever system you've got. But in the case of, you know, does it make a difference if it's, you know, if my morning log is soaking up 3 gallons or if it's, you know, or if it's just using 1.5 or whatever, doesn't make that big a difference. And actually, I heard there's some place, it might be the Japanese, because they've got some crazy toilet technology. Is there are toilets that are out there. They'd be illegal here because it's a zero tolerance policy. But there are toilets that have a 1 button and a 2 button.
Hmm.
And so you can, you know, if it's just yellow and you want to get rid of it, you can push the number 1 button and it'll just do a little quick flush and problem
That's
solved.
That's kind of handy.
And,
that makes
you know,
sense.
Area code 270, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Roadkill.
Hey!
Do we still have Travis on the air? Do we still have Travis, or did you hang up on him?
He hung up.
Oh, for God's sake. I didn't get to ask my question. But hi, Roadkill, how are you?
Yay, it's Roadkill. Thank goodness.
Rita, why don't you ask Travis's question to Roadkill?
Roadkill. One of my favorite guys who calls in to my shows. What is something from your childhood that you can't do anymore because of stupidity of the government?
Well, I can't really say childhood, but...
Well, whatever.
But I cannot order, buy, commerce, whatever, a extremely convenient folding knife. Because, West Side Story.
It is
highly illegal to order or buy a switchblade, you know, because they can only go over state lines to dealers, you know, actual businesses, law enforcement, armed services, or if the blade is under 3 inches, one-armed men and women. And that's it.
Or residents of the state of New Hampshire.
I think you can buy them in Texas. You just can't carry them.
You can own them in a lot of states. You can buy them in a lot of states. But,
is that roadkill?
You know, you yourself getting them.
Oh, my God. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for calling back.
Hey.
Excellent.
You actually sound good, Jay.
Yeah, I'm on my iPhone, so.
Turtleneck.
You sound great, Jay, actually.
Until that goes wonky, I'll
actually, this sounds pretty good.
It sounds really good.
Yay,
yeah,
iPhone.
Usually that lasts about 20 minutes, and then whatever mojo I have that kills everything audio.
Oh, Jay, you sound so depressed.
I am. I'm on the iPhone, so I'm emo.
No. The iPhone's not the emo phone.
Jay wishes his lawn was emo so it would cut itself.
Oh.
Jay, are you having a drought up there?
Not particularly.
No. Oh God, it's really bad here.
We just got 3 inches of rain last night.
Oh, okay. Never mind. No, we're pretty bad. You're getting all our rain, I think.
Something like that. Right up until we went camping with the Boy Scouts.
You ruined it.
Of course.
That's like cursing yourself to rain, I think, right?
It's liquid sunshine.
Saying that you can't order automatic knives anymore. That was his.
No, it's not anymore. It's
like ever.
It's the same law has been around for a long time.
Not since Blackboard Jungle. Because, you know, them damn Ginzos with switchblades. You got to watch out for them.
Yeah, that was another one of those made-up bullshit scare things.
Oh, God. It scared white people.
Yeah.
Same thing with ballistic knives.
Well, but, I know.
I haven't seen a single knife ordinance that doesn't have ballistic knives and gravity knives in there. And nobody fucking makes either one of them. And I guarantee the few you can find, the only gravity knives I have ever seen are the German paratrooper knives that are either sold as military surplus or people buy them and modify them to make various knives. But I don't know anybody that actually makes an actual gravity knife.
Or the overzealous cop will take your, buck 110 folder and try it 16 or 17 times until he can get the blade to, pop out on its own when he swings it. And then he arrests you for having a gravity knife.
Here's another bullshit one.
Again, if you've got a permit, or in some places you don't even need a permit, it's perfectly legal to carry a gun.
Right.
You can't have a knife that pops open with the push of a button.
Yeah.
But, an 8-shot 45, no problem.
Yeah, I've never understood that. I can carry a gun, but I can't carry a knife that's over 4 inches long or something. Like,
he's got a Glock that holds 18 rounds. That's fine. But, oh my God, his knife has a 4.5-inch blade. Run!
Yep. I've got here another interesting thing. I bought it because I just happened to be cruising around online, and I'm a huge fan of those pulp.
I don't
want to
know what he got if he's cruising around online.
Probably a disease.
Nope. I've got myself a nice leather sap.
Oh jeez, I wouldn't even mention that.
I bought it just for, well, in my home it's fine. But the moment I step in my yard, it's fine. The moment I step on the sidewalk with this in my pocket, though, I'm breaking a law. And it's too bad because it's really fucking nice.
You've never done that at all, right?
That's not really a sap. He's banging on the desk. I'm just telling you.
Weird. If you go outside, you're breaking the law.
You could always go the Fred Perrin wallet. Fred Perrin makes a leather wallet. It's designed, all the coins go in one end of it. So.
Smack.
What does that sound?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Not pin.
Okay. I was just wondering.
My lovely wife is listening in upstairs, and she just sent me an email and is pointing out that dual flush toilets are perfectly legal. I'm going to post
dual.
Dual flush toilets.
Thank you, Mrs. Weird.
Oh, wow. I'm going to post this in chat. This is kind of cool.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it looks like it's a link to the Home Depot. It is Blue Source Hydrorite Dual Flush Converter. Let's see. It's product description.
Cool.
Turns standard toilets into two-button fixtures that's designed to help reduce water usage. The quick flush setting uses significantly lower water volume for liquids and paper, while the full flush setting uses the normal amount for water and water or for solids.
I want the one that wastes more water. Ooh, I know.
To my lovely wife, this is what I was talking about. You're still getting the 1.5 gallon flush.
Right.
What I would want is one that you push it where you get 1.5 gallons for number onesies, and for number twosies you get like six
or seven. The continuous.
You get six and blue water.
Yeah, the continuous flow thing.
The blue water is awesome. It's really not good for your turlet, but man, I remember as a little kid, my parents as a special treat would ever swap and buy the blue water tablets.
Woo-hoo. Did it change the taste when you drank out of the toilet?
Yeah, it's salty.
A little more brackish.
But what's nice is when you're out playing, so you get a nice dark yellow pee, it turns the water green.
Ooh-hoo. I know. Yeah, that's true.
That's how I know when my kids haven't flushed.
Color mixing.
Good. Green, who didn't flush?
Oh.
So, if it's yellow, you can let it flow.
They get started enforcing toilet laws. Because, you know, with all the other crap they do.
I'm surprised they don't have them do the toilet
laws.
Why
isn't there a toilet sign?
I guarantee
the EPA has an entry team.
You know, the other thing, you know, it's kind of related to toilets, and it really pisses me off more than the toilets. So these stupid low-flow shower heads.
Oh, you know,
whenever I buy a new shower head, the first thing I do is take a drill to that sucker and ream it out so it's a full, you know.
Oh, those are the goddamn. Well, we've got actually, which is now, I believe they've just pushed laws against this. Is we've got a twin head shower.
Ooh,
so it's got two heads on it, and. I'm trying to remember if you can actually switch it so that both are on continuously. But there are some that do that allows you to have more.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some that shoot out, you know, like several heads.
Yeah.
Weird, that's actually called a vibrator, just so you know.
Oh, okay, well, it's nice for cleaning my poop chute.
Woo! All right.
If that's how you're using it, my friend, enjoy.
So, what else, Roadkill? Surely you got more.
Then in Boston, if you want to sell knives, you have to have a special knife dealing license.
Ooh,
I think Boston is really, you know, it's really ironic because, you know, Boston was so, like, instrumental in the whole fight for independence.
Yeah, it was like the cradle of the nation, right? Boston.
Revolutionary War and, like, you know, all this stuff in Boston happened. Yeah.
Boston Massacre.
And now they're trying to turn into Britain again. I don't understand it.
Boston's just like the cigarette packs at the convenience store. It's first in, first out.
Maybe.
They threw the tea into the harbor, and then they banned trans fats.
Yeah. I don't get it.
It's like a natural trend towards idiocy. And this councilman, I remember seeing in a video talking about how important it was to make sure knives weren't falling into the hands of the wrong people, you know, the wrong people selling them, all this stuff. And I have never, ever just wanted the urge to bite somebody. I wanted to tear his face off with my teeth because I'm like, culture, knives.
It's just, it's so bizarre to me, the whole knife thing. The knife thing is bizarre. Anybody who cooks, you know, or has like a decent, you know, setup in their kitchen, you have a really big knife in there.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, I have a couple really big knives in my kitchen.
And not only is your standard issue chef knife, a big ass knife.
Yes.
But also the blade goes down below the handle, which also works very, very well for a knuckle guard. So
yes,
if you need to stab somebody. That is one of the perfect blades to reach for because you will not cut your hand even if you drive it through someone's sternum.
It's just very strange to me. And you know, they have a big anti-knife thing in Britain right now.
Oh,
and
they don't even have points.
And I'm thinking, what do they cook in Britain? Do they
sell knives without points now?
That's the dumbness of Britain's knife laws are just like the blackjack laws here. Is you can own blackjacks and brass knuckles and even depending on the state laws, switchblades,
mm-hmm.
just fine. You just can't ever take them outside of your house.
Right.
And I don't understand the distinction between knives, really. I mean, for example, I was at like an office party for Mike's work, and they were having like a steak cookout something or another, and they gave everybody plastic silverware. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I have a steak, you know. So I took out my knife and I cut my steak with my pocket knife, and everybody was like, oh, you know. And I'm it's a knife. You would have given me a steak knife if I'd asked for one, but
I don't get the people who are freaked out by knives, and it's one
it's
of those
so
things.
So strange.
Yeah, at work, I'm the guy that's always carrying a knife. Someone has a package. I see someone struggling with a package. Out comes my knife, and I hand it to them.
Yeah.
And so many people look at me like I'm handing them a live snake.
Yep.
I don't know
what to do with it.
You're struggling with a fucking package. You'll open the package in 2 seconds, and then you give the knife back to me, and you give it to me like you learned in the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, so you don't hand it to the sharp end first, which they didn't do. But, it's one of those things of your package is open. And what's weird is, people who are constantly bumming my knife are also constantly being freaked out by my knife. It's one of those, you need this tool. It is a useful tool. It's not like I'm carrying it around to flash it at people and to slit people's throats. I'm carrying it around because there's shit that needs to be cut open.
Constantly.
And I use it all the goddamn time.
There's no difference between a kitchen knife and a steak knife and a pocket knife. They're all just tools and knives. And it's just so strange to me, the reaction people have about pocket knives. I'm the worst person at Mike's office parties. I have another office party story. At the Christmas party this past year.
Did you Xerox your butt?
No, I didn't Xerox my butt, but I whipped out my pocket knife because somebody was having trouble opening one of the packages. And all the other, office wives, they were like, oh my God, she's got a knife. And I was like, yes, and I just opened your box for you. You're welcome. It's I don't... I'm that wife, I guess.
Just wait until you dipshit see my fucking gun.
I know.
Yeah. It's a good thing I didn't whip this out.
So
I'm ridiculous.
Shoot the lock off.
You'll
have to answer to the Coca-Cola company.
Oh, Lord. So
hey, thanks for calling in.
For how many?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Roadkill. We got about three more callers stacked up, so let's
this is a good call.
Get them while we can.
Awesome.
Cool.
They do the talking, so we don't have to.
That's right.
We want to hear more about Brita being one of the bad wives. She's one of the bad girls. I've seen her in a black leather jacket that's just like Joan Jett.
You're the good wife.
She's gonna challenge somebody.
Area code 307. You're on the air.
Knife fight. You just know.
Yeah, this is Christopher again in Wyoming.
Hey, Christopher in Wyoming.
Hey, Christopher.
About knives. Generally, when people have them shipped for businesses, have them shipped for sale, they have them shipped without the springs in them. And then they get the springs in another box, and then they manufacture them in-state.
Oh. That's dumb.
It's very silly,
but it's
the easiest way to deal with it.
That's...
On the subject of things that you used to be able to buy but you can't, the old-fashioned Super Balls, the ones that were made out of solid rubber material and not sintered ones.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, we were just talking
big
about those.
Black
those were
monsters,
the good Super Balls.
About the size of a baseball.
Yep.
Yeah, when I was about 6 years old, I took one to the top of a parking structure in downtown Portland, about maybe 8 stories up, dropped it off. It hit the ground, and it bounced once, twice, and the third time it went sailing over the Willamette River, landing square in the middle of somebody's hood on the Burnside Bridge, causing him to almost wipe out, leaving a 3-foot dent in the middle of his hood, and then it bounced into the Willamette where I never saw it again. At that point, I decided to leave the parking garage just as... as I was walking down the block, police were showing up.
Yeah, but think of the awesome memory you got out of that. It's totally worth it.
Oh, hell yes. Of course, it was kind of a wonder I never ended up in GEH when I was a kid, but there you go.
Hey, at least it wasn't a mannequin. Look at it that way.
That's right.
I was up on the roof of the school that my dad taught at. I don't know what we were doing up there, but it was me and five other teachers all up on the roof of the school. And there was a Super Ball that someone had fired up onto the roof, and it was just, and I pitched it off the roof of the school, and that was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, another one of my favorites that they don't sell anymore, those manhole-sized plastic Fresnel lenses that Edmund Scientific stopped.
Oh, those
selling.
Were cool.
Yeah, you could melt pavement with those things.
Yes, you could. The ones you'd put like in a 2x4 frame and drag around, and yeah.
Just use it as a weapon.
Yep.
It's weaponized sunlight.
It is.
Yeah. Man, that'll burn some ants nice and good.
Yeah, they won't sell kids dry ice anymore.
You can get groundhogs with that.
Yeah. You got to be an adult now to buy dry ice because, well, you used to put chunks of that in a, you know, in a plastic bottle full of water and close the lid, and they'd make great bombs.
Yep. Yeah, and just try to find some liquid nitrogen if you're underage too, man.
That was one of the things when Mike, when I told Mike about the topic for tonight, he said that when he was a kid, he'd be able to go to the drugstore and buy sulfur and saltpeter.
Sure. Anybody could.
Yeah.
And definitely now you can't.
They used to sell actual chemistry sets where you actually had the ingredients and the instructions to make gunpowder and other cool things that went boom and like sting bombs and, you know,
I got fun stuff. Better. My great uncle was talking about how back when he was a boy, he's a potato farmer, and his dad had to go somewhere on business, and he said to him, "Look, by the time I get done, this field better be plowed." And he started plowing the field, and every so many feet, he'd come up with a rock. And so he got sick of that after a while. So he went down to the hardware store and bought a case of dynamite.
Which you could do.
I think it was all of 11 at the time.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
And just every time he'd hit a rock, he said he'd dig underneath it and throw a stick of dynamite on it and keep plowing.
Yeah. The downside
of this story was that the rocks, instead of shattering and blowing up, just blew straight up out of it. So it's like
it's raining rocks.
Or just buy, a can of black powder at the hardware store. You know, if you want something that kids used to be able to buy, look up, do a web search for Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, there was somebody posted a link. A cracked article talked about it, and they had that atomic, and it came with actual plutonium.
Came with pitch blend, but yeah, they're very collectible these days. Yeah, I had a chemistry set when I was a kid. I got into all sorts of trouble with that.
And it came with a coupon so you could refill your radioactive stuff when the half-life dropped so far that, you know, it didn't work anymore. In your little cloud chamber.
Yeah, I think it had a chunk of radium oxide or something?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I never saw one, but I read about them.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, the alpha particle, the alpha emitter was polonium, apparently.
Well, all alpha emitters have a short half-life. So, anyway. Yay!
So just remember, in the days, kids could mail order leukemia. my dad mail ordered his first shotgun just from a page in the Sears catalog.
Well, yeah, before 1968, anybody could.
Yep, page in the Sears catalog. And another thing that I find amusing is he just stuffed a wad of bills into the envelope.
Oh, yeah. People used to do that all the time.
Yeah. That's before the post office started stealing it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Bastards. Back when you could rely on the postman being, like, you know, honest and, you know.
if your order came through without the cash, you'd beat the fuck out of him.
You could still do it. You just don't get held from anyone these days.
Yeah.
You might want to look up Nuclear Boy Scout as some kid who got a hold of a whole bunch of old smoke alarms.
Saw that. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no. Well, I guess the big thing is he had. Now, I'm not a chemist or a physicist, so I don't know all of it. But he bought an old grandfather clock with a radium dial on it, and when he opened up the back of the clock, there was a container of the radium paint in it, and he had a neutron gun that he used to enrich it.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Yeah, I think he'd also made a small reactor out of thorium that he'd scrounged up. That was what eventually got him in trouble. Somebody had noticed the radiation.
Well, what's hilarious, do it. I believe he's still alive, too.
Yeah.
Well, if you're careful, you know.
I don't think he was all that careful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We got some more calls stacked
up.
No problem. All right. Cool. Bye.
Well, thanks, Christopher.
Yeah. Let's area code 978.
Hey, Alan, this is Ted. This is Borpatch.
Oh, hey.
Borpatch. The call is coming from inside my house.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Hey, there you go. I'm calling from my iPhone. It tells me I have 5 bars.
Cool.
Awesome. So, so Brita, does that make 3 iPhones on this call?
Yeah. I'm on my iPhone.
Nice.
It's a club.
I should get my iPhone out.
Preferred by 3 out of 5 squirrels.
Yeah, I actually 4. Weird's the only one that doesn't have an iPhone, I think.
He's got one of those.
I got one. I just don't use it. They're so epidemic that yeah, I even got an iPhone.
You're like the hipster guy, right?
It's like guns in Texas. Even the anti-gun people got a few. Oh yeah, I guess I got an old 22 and grandpa's duck gun. Yeah, I guess I got a few guns.
Yeah, the anti-gun people in Texas are just FUDs that don't think you should have anything but a shotgun.
Right, and a bolt action rifle.
And yep. Don't think you should carry. Ever.
Yeah, everybody can have a 30-30 that they shoot, you know, 2 bullets a year through at deer season.
Hey, can I just say that if that kid that built that home garage thorium reactor had grown up in Texas, that the Higgs boson would have been discovered in Texas first?
Don't get me started ranting about the superconducting super collider. Grr.
That's where they grow mushrooms, right?
Yeah, now. Actually, you know what? If it wasn't for the cancellation of the superconducting super collider, the history of the internet might be different. One of the first commercial ISPs was started by a bunch of guys that got fired from that operation back in the early 90s.
It's like Silly Putty. It was a very happy act.
Yeah.
Or Bill... the hell was it?
Well, they had great internet there, and these guys got fired, and they were like, fuck, we need our internet. So they started
up an
ISP.
Thanks to those guys, I don't have to keep a penthouse under my mattress anymore.
Yeah.
was one of those guys Al Gore? Or?
No.
No? No?
Oh, wait, I thought Al Gore invented the internet.
That's what I heard.
And I thought New York City was under 8 feet of water.
Not yet.
And the radiation from the super collider caused the mutation into manbear pigs.
Right. And don't forget and now, the jackalopes.
And now the polar bears can fly, so they're not in danger of drowning anymore.
Yeah, I was just reading an article about the talk about that. Again, somebody was saying if the superconducting super collider hadn't been canceled, we would have known about the Higgs boson a decade ago. Because the SSC was like 3 times as powerful as the large, whatever they call it, the LHC.
Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, that thing.
I don't know
anyway,
what
I was calling in to talk about.
Yeah, what were you calling in to talk about, Borpatch?
it's nothing, and this isn't anything that you can even blame on the Democrats. I think you have to blame this on the lawyers. But growing up in the 1960s, everything was about cowboys. Well, cowboys and spacemen and World War II. But I actually had a pair of toy revolvers that would actually... plastic bullets would come out.
Oh, God, you.
Awesome.
I remember those.
I found
one of those at a flea market. And it actually took me a little while to looking at it. It said, you know, it said it just the little, you know, tag hanging off of it said, you know, 1950s cap gun. And I was looking at it and it was one of those. Yeah, it was a single action army clone. And it had like the full bored out cylinder and it had the ejector rod on the side of it. I'm like, what is this thing?
It was awesome. Let me tell you. Just thinking back on those days, you know, we used to have you know, these merry-go-rounds that you could spin up to about Mach 3.
Oh, those were awesome. And then you get sick and throw up on them.
We had slides that were about 15 feet tall, and they had stainless steel slides.
Yep.
So you go about 900 degrees in the summer.
Yep.
And nobody's ever
heard what a fight was. That was the best. You could actually fry eggs on them in the summer.
Well, the grease of your sweaty skin melting onto the thing greased it up so the people behind you could slide down better.
That's why they always let me go first. They're like, oh, let the Italian. He's got the guinea grease. We'll slick it right up.
let's render the guinea.
Hey, I had a major Matt Mason moon base.
Send him down. To him.
Anyway, just want to call in. Thanks for the opportunity to waltz down memory lane. You know,
hey, thanks for calling, Board Patch.
On the flip side, we didn't have titanium sporks back then either. So
well, you know what? When I was a kid, I had toy guns. I had toy guns that were actually made of metal and looked like the real thing.
Wow.
And
oh my god!
You could. They didn't have a stupid orange thing on the front or some weird color. I mean,
did you sit in class and write on wax tablets?
No.
No.
Yeah, he drew on the wall.
Speaking of slides and lawyers, I remember back in my daycare days when I was in the daycare, not working at the very same daycare, it was at the playground. There was always one person stationed at the bottom of the slide to catch you as you came down.
Oh,
it was the great big metal slide. And my thing I would do is I always just tell my mom when we'd go out, I said, I want to go over to the daycare, you know, after it's closed, and I want to go play on the daycare playground, and I want to slide down the slide.
Yeah, without some asshole there to catch you.
And I don't want you to catch me. I'm fine.
Damn it.
I have like a – this is funny. When I was in grade school, we had – you know, the regular kind of jungle gym playground thing out in the, basically it was like on the pavement, on the parking lot.
Yes.
You know, and you have the like kind of dome shaped jungle gymmy thing that you can climb on. Well, I remember Christine Skiles climbed up to the very top and slipped.
Oops.
And she totally broke her face.
Oh, wow.
It was a mess. I remember that. And then not very long after, we got one of those, like, you know, the playground sets that's all rounded corners.
Oh, yeah, I hate those.
And it's on a bed of, like, ground-up tires, so it's nice and soft if you fall.
I think when I was in elementary school, I think there wasn't a year that went by that somebody didn't bust their arm on the jungle gym climbing around. And, I mean, it was just one of those things, you know? It's like, hey, kid broke his arm. Okay. You know,
and they don't have like teeter totters anymore where you can do the cherry bumps and try to like knock people off.
Ugh.
They don't have that anymore.
The kids these days don't know what they're missing.
No. And battle ball. I bet you they don't play battle ball in gym class anymore. No, because first of all, it's competitive and you have a winner.
Right.
Which you can't have winners.
What's battle ball?
It's where you throw the ball. It's like dodgeball, only you're trying to beat the crap out of somebody else with a ball.
That's what dodgeball is.
Well, yeah, but
it's dodgeball. We call it battle ball.
It's another word for dodgeball.
Right.
Okay.
We call it lacrosse.
We call it highlight.
And we have another caller.
Okay.
Area code 806.
Yeah. Let me turn the.
Turn down
your thing. Yeah.
Okay. We're
like a real radio show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Almost.
Britt had mentioned wanting me to call back. I thought I was tying up a line earlier, so I hung up.
No.
It's Travis from wherever the hell you are from.
Texas.
Amarillo, that's right.
Pay attention, Alan. This is your show.
In your state.
I'm sorry?
No, they're just giving me shit. Don't worry about it.
You guys live in the same state. You know each other? Come on. Weird and I live in the same state. We know each other.
That's true. So therefore, it must be true everywhere else.
I live a fair distance away from Allen.
I think the city of Houston is larger than the state of Massachusetts. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, it's not larger than the state of Massachusetts.
I don't know.
Rhode Island, perhaps.
I don't know.
I guarantee you it's not.
Massachusetts goes way the fuck out west. It goes all the way up to New York.
And add in the Cape. Don't forget the Cape. You know, because Barney Frank's favorite sign on the Cape is now entering Dennis.
I got to look it up now.
Barney Frank!
I'm looking it up, Alan. Don't worry. Go ahead. Continue with the show.
Anyway, hey, Travis. So what else you got? Oh, Brady was going to ask you the question.
Well, I asked the question already. He knows the question.
Okay.
Is everybody here familiar with John Ross's novel, Unintended Consequences?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that one every few years, and I'm just amazed at what we've lost. You know, here's this kid in the book, you know, ordering, you know, Swedish anti-tank rifles, you know, through mail order.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, yeah, man, you know, give me a 15-year-old with a credit card, you know, pre-68, and I'm in heaven.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was, you know, I grew up in the, well, I was a little, I was, I mean, I was born in the 60s. So, you know, most of the, my, you know, I was like not very aware of things back then.
Yeah. I mean, I was born in 71. So,
yeah. But, you know, it's just the whole, it's the attitudes are so different and, you know, I blame, you know, I blame this in a lot of cases, it's just the affluency of the society. You know, it's when, you know, when you got nothing to lose, who gives a crap, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you got something to lose, all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, I better, you know, take care of myself. And, you know, cause I don't want to, you know, I don't get all screwed up.
It's the mentality that passing laws actually accomplishes something is, you know. It's, you know, I always say that, the, you know, the anti-gun people, their mantra is that if guns were as illegal as murder, no one would be murdered with guns.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to them, is that obviously we need to ban guns so we can stop murder, and let's ignore the fact that a murder is fucking illegal.
You know where it started, I think? Jimmy Carter. Let's blame him.
Yeah.
I think it started
with Jimmy Carter. Even Ronald Reagan, as awesome as he was, wasn't enough to turn it around.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, when you got a president claiming to be attacked by a 6-foot-tall rabbit, what the hell, where the hell else can you go?
Swamp rabbit!
Governor of California, though, Reagan did sign some anti-gun legislation. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I really appreciate. We've been out in Texas here now for about 5 years, and, I mean, the culture just feels like home. You know, I'll give you all an example. I, you know, took my 13-year-old down to Dallas back in April to a machine gun and suppressor shoot, and there were hundreds of kids there.
Huh.
I mean, you know, you try to find that anywhere other than Knob Creek. I mean,
well, Massachusetts, we're at our machine gun shoot. Oh, we had a kid killed at one. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
gave a
fucking
yeah,
kid. That was just
a micro
parental.
I've been in machine gun shoots. And, I mean, it's one of those. I mean, machine gun shoots are people who own machine guns and shoot them, as opposed to people that own them and put them in beautiful glass cases and keep them as investments. But people who shoot machine guns have got the right idea. Yeah, they're dangerous if you use them wrong. No, we're not going to use them wrong.
And lots of disposable
income.
This
is a society that will hand a 16-year-old the keys to a sports car.
Right.
That thinks that you know, children can't be entrusted with firearms. You know?
Yeah, that's messed up.
My kids are safe.
Right.
Yeah, how many?
You get behind the wheel of a 4,000-pound sports car.
Right.
And mm-hmm. just crank it through the street. I posted a story. Chick, 7 o'clock in the morning, high, plowed into a school bus, put her and her friends, all five of them, in the hospital. That's mm-hmm. fine. 17-year-old driving a fucking 5 Series BMW. Nope, no problem. Perfectly legal. Now, granted, the weed she was smoking it wasn't, but nobody says we shouldn't let kids. And we'll even ignore the Brady idiocy of extending kid up to 26.
Right.
But under 18, there is no law whatsoever that says they have to drive only Geo Metros.
Right.
Yeah. But that's because people have become desensitized to the risk.
Exactly.
You know, they view it as just literally the cost of doing business in a modern society.
Yeah, like Weird said, liberals drive.
Well, you know, and also, Grant, you know, let's be honest, the pendulum's swinging on the gun thing because, you know, I mean, more and more people are realizing that gun control doesn't work. And damn it, I need a pistol to protect myself from these fucking idiots.
You're preaching the choir, man.
You know, the largest growth in firearm ownership is in big cities now. Used to be it was a pretty much a rural thing, you know.
But it was all about the hunting.
Right. But now it's all big cities and
we know who let the dogs out. It was Travis.
And not only are they buying pistols to protect themselves, you know, and getting CHLs and stuff, they're also buying, you know, AKs and SKSs and stuff like that for when the riots happen again. Because they saw those Koreans in LA and said, fuck yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the Rodney King riots, Hurricane Katrina was an eye-opener for anybody in the lungs.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that's the reason I bought my first Mini 14 was I wanted something that... one was lefty friendly, and two was could be configured to look scary to a looter.
Well, look at the difference between the two hurricanes. You know, you had Hurricane, you had Katrina, and then a couple of years later, you had Rita. Was it Rita, mm-hmm. the one that hit Houston?
Yeah, that was Rita.
Yeah, and two completely different things. You know, I mean, you did not have looting in Houston.
Well, yeah. You know, Hurricane Katrina didn't just hit New Orleans.
Right.
It also hit, like, right. the Alabama coast and stuff.
Right, and Mississippi.
That was, like, two different worlds.
Yeah, but they didn't have, you know, it really was two different worlds because, you know, people in L.A. and in New Orleans, they just sat around and waited for somebody to come help them. And whereas in Mississippi, they, you know, it was, you know, you saw the before and after pictures, you know, Mississippi, like 2 weeks later, they were like cleaning up and getting shit back in order. Whereas, you know, it was years. There's parts of New Orleans that still haven't been cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in Florida watching, this was 2004, you know, the year of the endless storms. And, it was Charlie had just gone through, and there's some guy in the press van sitting in his lawn chair in his driveway. It's less than 24 hours after the storm's coming through, and he's bitching that FEMA hasn't come to give him any help.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're up against.
Well, and contrast that with, you know, which was it, Fargo, North Dakota, that was pretty much wiped off the, not Fargo, what the hell was the town in North Dakota?
It was wiped off the map
by flooding.
Yeah.
You know, and they just came in, they put it back together, and, you know, the National Guard showed up and helped fill sandbags, and they were happy for the help, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't sit there with a fucking parking lot full of school buses that flooded because nobody thought to use them, and then re-elect the stupid pinhead to put that plan in place.
Yeah. I'll give credit. Even what was the city in California a few years ago where they had a big earthquake? And, I mean, folks just congregated at the sports stadiums, organized stuff. I mean, it was like a big block party. You know, I mean, that's also, I will give them credit for that. I mean, the people just got together and organized and got it done.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know, that wasn't like L.A. or one of those. It was one of the rural towns in California where they still have, reality.
It was a high-dollar, homogenous community, yeah. I mean,
right.
No question.
All right. Well, thanks for calling back.
Hey, not a problem. Good to talk to y'all.
Okay, cool. We got some more callers.
I'll go back to posting.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye. And we got another call. We'll roll right into that one. Area code 971.
Hello.
Greetings, caller. You're on the air.
All right. Hello. This is MDev. Sorry about the delayed pickup there.
Oh, MDev. Okay.
It's time for our weekly call from MDev of Tactical Tupperware.
Yay.
Thank you for the blog, Tim, as always.
What's going on, MDev? That.
Well, not much. I know what's going on with you other than I hear you're getting new parts, and I'm happy for you.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know if that was going to be brought up this week, but Yeah.
Well, apparently.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to bring it up.
Nobody talks about it. Alan's new parts. He's getting a new hip.
Not yet.
Alan's also getting one of them rascal scooters. So he doesn't get tired when he rides around the Walmart.
No, the Walmarts.
The Walmarts.
MDiv, I wanted to ask you. You're the one with the pouch of bourbon or scotch? What was it?
Me?
What do you keep in your pouch, MDiv? I know what I keep in mine.
Somebody on my Facebook had like a to-go pouch. It was like a little plastic pouch of booze. Yeah. Who was that?
I don't remember.
Maybe it wasn't you.
Oh, the pouch. I thought it was a couch.
No, the pouch.
The couch of booze.
The plastic pouch of booze.
Yes,
I love it.
Pocket shot, the Ziploc of bourbon that I bought at the liquor store.
Was it awful?
It was absolutely terrible. it was supposed to be like two shots in that little pouch.
Ugh.
And the first one, I bought two of them. And the first one I tried to drink straight, and I was like, oh, that's fucking nasty. And I was like, oh, I'll put it in cherry coke. That should mask it enough.
Close enough.
And I didn't taste any cherry coke.
Oh, okay.
And then he woke up 2 days later, naked.
Well, the funny thing is, I had the shot, and then I had my little, retarded cocktail of cherry coke and crappy bourbon. And then we were camping, and my wife had made some sort of daiquiri thing. And she's like, do you want a daiquiri? And I was like, oh, I need something to get this bourbon out of my mouth. So I drink that, and then my sister-in-law was like, oh, I don't like my daiquiri. Do you want it? And
oh,
at
no.
some point, I had to announce that I was no longer the repository for lost drinks.
Yeah. That was me the day before. I think it was July 3rd. Yeah.
That was Brita on apple pie.
Well, that was Brita on apple pie, but that was also Brita on Tuesday on mojitos.
Woohoo!
Mike, if Mike ever asks you, do you want another mojito? Say no. One is the limit.
Or make sure you don't have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't have to like wake up in the morning. Because that was ugly.
So
I've been set
it was actually a grocery store that has liquor now because we can now buy it privately. They had a whole selection of these little pocket shots, and they had the vodka and the rum and whatever. And I said, give me some bourbon. That'll be good.
Oh,
and, I'm not going back to try the vodka or the rum, that's for sure.
Well, vodka might not be too bad. Bourbon
bad
is very specific.
Really
yeah, but bourbon is very specific. It's like, it has to be bourbon.
Yeah,
you know? It's not...
I'm just going to say that they're all crap. I'm probably paying $1.79 for two shots or a Ziploc. It's probably a bad idea.
Well, is there anything that, I want to try to keep on topic, because it's a good topic and it's fun, but...
Oh,
is
yeah.
there anything
that
you can do
if you're
a kid that you can't now?
So, and this just happened to my family about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
We had to procure a permit from the city to cut down a tree that was entirely on our property.
But it's your tree.
Well, see, that was kind of my thought.
Without the permit, you'd be cutting down the king's tree.
What?
It's like the rules against why you need a hunting permit. Because they didn't want you killing the king's deer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was really interesting because it was a tree. And we had a good windstorm. And it lost a couple of limbs. And it was, looking like it was going to lose some more in the next storm. So we're trying to be proactive and said, well, that thing's got to come down before it eats our roof. And it was too big for my dad and I to go out there with a couple of chainsaws and, put it to our roof ourselves. So we called some professionals. And they came and they, looked at us and they said, here's the price or whatever. But it's over, and I think it was like 50 feet, but I don't know what the thing is. And we got to pull a permit for it.
And at first we thought the permit was because, like, they were going to have to, you know, park something in the road with a cherry picker or something. No, it was two guys climbing with a, you know, a couple of chainsaws. But because it was over a certain amount of feet, they had to pull an environmental permit to take the tree down.
Wow.
That's weird.
Ugh.
And my second thing, and this isn't necessarily nationwide, and I know it's kind of state by state like everything else is, you can't recharge your own friggin' air conditioning anymore.
No, you can't.
You can't do that anywhere.
You know, and I was like, what the hell? Because it was funny. I was like an idiot. I just, you know, bounced into the auto parts store, and I'm like, yeah, my air conditioning sucks. I'm going to need, you know, a recharge kit. And they're like, no, you're not.
You haven't been in a store in a few years, huh, son?
And then It was funny. They've got some other, like, EPA-approved bullshit recharge kit, which I'm pretty sure is just compressed air. Cause it didn't make it
used to be a pretty standard thing. You know, it'd be like every year you go to the auto parts store, and they got the vacuum pump in the back, and you pull around, and they run the hose out, and you suck, you know, you pull a vacuum on your AC system, and you make sure it doesn't leak, and then you put the recharge in it, and you're good to go. And it cost like $12, you know.
Yeah, well, it was funny because my truck is really like just blowing hot air at this point. And, you know, of course, now the places that can do it want to charge me, you know, $140 for it.
Yeah. They got all that environmental recovery crap and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like every time, you know, I go for an oil change, you know, there's always that fee on the bottom that says, you know, waste disposal fee or whatever. And I said, well, fine, give me the oil.
Yeah, you can't just pour it down the drain anymore.
That's what storm drains and midnight are for, duh.
I wonder if, like, propane tanks for your grill are next.
Propane tanks for your grill, first of all, only last for 12 years. And second of all, have to be brought to a disposal facility.
Okay.
I shit you not.
You can't
just
shoot them?
Because, well, that's the other option. That's what blogger shoots are for.
Yeah, that's what got him.
But yeah, I'm like, I can spend $7 to dispose of each of the tanks, or I can buy ammo with that $7 and shoot the shit out of them. Uh-huh. Let me think about this.
They do make good targets.
Box of ammo and a road flare, you're good to go.
And a road flare.
Oh,
there
so
you go.
Before I let you go and open up the line, because I'm now walking around the grocery store, I have a minor announcement.
Oh, okay.
By the next time I call in, there may be a new gun in the MDEV arsenal.
Woohoo! What you getting?
And it's going to be a pump action, well, an 870 with a 3.5-inch chamber and a synthetic stock. So there'll be a YouTube video before I open.
Cool.
Well, those 3.5-inch shells will cure you of shooting those fucking things.
Yeah, the first time you do the
you don't three, have a flinch, it'll make it for you.
Yeah, make sure you get slugs in those first ones you try to.
Obviously, I mean, come on, I don't want this to be anything less than entertaining.
Yeah.
Make sure you got slugs and make sure you use a rifled barrel for the first few times. So the slugs are extra accurate.
Get dragon's breath and go somewhere really dry.
One of the ideas we came up with was, having my wife load it with a bunch of 2 3/4 and 1 3.5, and her not telling me where it is.
Oh hell, We used to do that to people when we were out bird hunting. You when somebody wasn't paying attention to their shotgun, you sneak a slug in. Oh yeah, great fun.
Especially for the bird.
bang, 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 boom.
Mile and a half away, somebody's getting bonked off the noggin with a full-ounce lead. What the hell was that?
And exactly how much duck did that leave, Alan?
Yeah, nobody ever hit the duck with it.
That was I heard a story of a buddy's uncle who was out pheasant hunting, and he was colorblind. And didn't notice that there was a buckshot shell in his pocket as well as a whole bunch of field loads.
Oops.
And he did actually hit the partridge. He found the beak.
Was it in a pear tree?
I'm not answering that.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks right. for calling well, in,
I'm Dave. I'm gonna jump out of here. And, real quick, before I let you go, I got to tell Brita, I have now tried the marrow recipe for the third time, and I'm giving up. I can't get it to taste the way I want, even though I went to the butcher.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the butcher, and I told him what he wanted, and he's like, oh, not a problem. And he cut me, you know, big, giant center cut bones and everything, and it was still a lot of work for a half a teaspoon of marrow, and I was like, well, I'm done.
Oh, okay. All right. No God's butter for you.
Oops.
Yeah, just not my thing, but thanks for the recipes as always.
Good and, try, though. Do you have a dog? Did you give the bone to a dog?
You know, there'll be something else that we can yap about.
All right, man. Happy shopping.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. You know what? As you guys were talking, I came up. I thought of another thing that from my childhood that has been ruined. Orange Julius.
Why has that been ruined?
They used to make. Have you ever had an Orange Julius drink?
Yeah.
They used to make it with raw egg whites.
Oh, and you can't do
and
that anymore.
And it used to be so good and so delicious. And now they don't. I don't know what they make it out of now, but it's not the same.
They use powdered eggs.
I don't know if they do or not.
No, they do. I looked it up.
Oh, did you? Well, it's really not the same, and it's you know. I don't know anybody who died from raw egg whites.
Yeah, well, it's one of the we were having a discussion about when we were grilling for Independence Day, and you know, someone was talking about, well, you know, that one's a little that's a little pink in the middle. I'm like, raw meat itself isn't dangerous. It's just one of those things of the, you know, cooking the fuck out of it guarantees that it's not going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's all the bugs that go along with the rice.
It's the same thing with egg whites. Come on, think about all those, you know, think about all the Rocky Balboas out there dropping the egg in the glass.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those. Yeah. I mean, you can do that all goddamn day. Just ever so often, you might get a little bit of, you know, get a little bit of an egg that's a little bit on the funky side, and that'll make you sick.
Yep.
But come on, you know.
Well, that's the problem of the whole nanny state thing is you know, they have that they don't pay attention to you know, like percentages and you know, incidents per population. You know, it's like, you know, some thing that millions of people do, and then one or two people have a problem with it. So we have to ban the whole thing for everybody.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Some people, no matter what it is, some people are going to abuse it. Some people are going to misuse it. Some people are going to get killed by it, you know, but you know, at a certain point you got to go, you know what? It's a cost of price of living.
Yep. The world's not a safe place.
That's
sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Is not safe. Is gone.
And by trying to pretend it's safe, we're raising a bunch of, you know, a population of pampered idiots that can't do anything. You know, how many people can't change their own tire on a car? How many people, you know, when their car dies, they look at it and go, whoop. You know,
it's broken. Time to buy a new one.
It's time to buy a new one. I don't know what to do.
Well, and further, I mean, try popping the hood on a modern day car and try to see anything that looks.
Well,
like
that's an engine. You know, I mean, there's a difference between not being able to work on your car and not knowing how it works. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah,
there's basics. I mean,
right.
I don't bother changing my own oil. Partially because of the bullshit you got to go through with the environmental.
Crap. It's actually cheaper to pay somebody else to do it than to deal with this disposal yourself.
Yeah, that was what I changed when I bought my first vehicle. I gave it its first oil change, and I got covered with shitty oil. I burned my hand on the exhaust manifold. I bought the wrong oil filter and had to borrow my neighbor's car, drive back to the store to return one oil filter for the proper oil filter, and
is
then
that me or is that weird?
What?
I don't know. Maybe.
Go ahead.
But and it was one of those things of the I looked at it and went, man, I saved $5. for all this fucking nonsense. And
of course, you got to be careful about who you take it to, also, because you know, you get the dumbass that can't, you know, that doesn't put the filter back on right, or puts the cap on wrong, and you know,
or doesn't put the drain plug back
in. I mean, you know, come on.
Had that happen?
Yeah. I had my truck years ago. They didn't put the fill cap back on.
Yeah.
Got down the road, saw smoke coming out from under the hood. I was like, "What the hell?" And opened it up.
I'm missing my 410 cap.
Yeah.
410. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh goodness. I think did Brita go to sleep?
No.
No, I'm just listening.
Hey, Brita, tell us about your new leg there. That you're going to get.
Oh, that's a great segue, Alan. You're really good at that.
I am.
Smooth like butter.
I don't put up with that pretentious bullshit. You know, we're raw and just straight.
Like nothing. Tell us about the bikini.
Well, that too.
God. Okay. Well, the leg leads up to the bikini. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It does.
I'm segueing.
Thanks, Alan. Okay. Anyway. I don't even know where to start now.
Start with a leg.
Yep.
Okay. I'm getting a new leg. It's Woo-hoo. Very exciting. I have opted to get a leg that has no cosmetic covering. So it's going to be like, you know, I'm calling it the Robo leg because it's going to be cool.
You're going to look like Lieutenant Dan?
I don't know. I'm not real sure, but it's going to be all mostly like metal and black and white. So
it's cool. Like steampunk.
Gothy.
I don't know. It's going to be kind of like, I don't know. Anyway, so I went this week with my mom to my appointment, and I kind of had to choose what leg I wanted to get. And there's so many options. I felt like I was like in their car shopping. I had no idea. You know, and I just basically was like, could somebody just tell me what I need? Because I don't know.
Get the heated bucket seats.
I know, right?
Get one with a kickstand. Yeah. That would be so useful when you're really drunk.
Well, listen, they have this leg. They have this leg that has a vacuum pump. And you have to plug it in at night, like your cell phone. Wow. And I'm like, I don't want a leg I have to plug in at night.
What does the vacuum pump do?
Does it, like, walk around for you?
Does it please you?
That could come in useful.
You put your leg in there. And then you turn on the vacuum pump, and it, like, sucks out the air and it holds a prosthetic onto your leg.
Ah.
But I didn't want all that.
It's a stump humper.
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed. That is the technical term.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I opted for not that. I didn't want that. But so I got this – I chose this kind of cool leg, and, you know I decided to get the foot where it has like a split between the big toe and the rest of the toe so I can wear like flip-flop sandals, which I'm so excited about. I've never worn flip-flops in my entire life. I mean, it's like a huge, it's a big fucking deal. Okay.
You're BFD.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Joe Biden would say it's a big fucking deal.
You should get a shirt.
Joe Biden would say,
you should get a shirt that says flip-flops are still a big fucking deal.
It kind of is. I probably, you know, I might hate flip-flops eventually, but I don't know yet, you know, but I have to pick the option.
Wait, wear them for about, I don't know, 20 feet and then, yeah.
And then say, oh God, these hurt my toes.
These suck. Forget it.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm in the room, you know, and I'm choosing this type of leg I'm going to have and blah, blah, blah. And then the woman says to me, she says, oh, and it's waterproof. You can wear it to the beach and take it into the water.
Awesome.
Cool.
And I started crying.
Oh.
No, I mean, like, good crying, because, like, holy shit, yeah. I can, like, walk into the water. I can walk down the sand and walk into the water on my own, like a person. It's awesome. So, I don't know. It's a big deal.
And if a shark tries to take a bite out of you, he's in for one hell of a surprise.
Clang! Oh, shit! I'm going to you up, Sharky!
And this leads to the bikini I bought today, because I need a bikini to go in the water.
Of course.
It's not real beach weird.
And I'm not going to have to use a pool lift.
It's late.
No pool lift for Brita.
They can have bull sharks in lakes.
No. We don't have sharks.
They got bull sharks in Lake Nicaragua.
And so it's pretty cool. I don't know. I'm gonna post pictures of it because it's I don't know. I think it's gonna look pretty cool. I'm excited about not bothering with the whole cosmetic aspect, you know.
Yeah, it's not like nobody can tell, right?
Who cares? I don't care.
It's pretty hard to tell.
Seriously, but do you keep the old leg, or is it like do you have to trade him in?
No, I can keep it.
Oh, okay. So you
when have, like, I when I was a kid, old... when I was a kid, I had like a whole closet full of legs because I'd grow and I needed new legs. So I had like a whole bunch of legs. I
should
don't
have
know
made a bunch of lamps.
Brita lamp.
Lamps or like planters in the garden. That would be
a giant Brita leg xylophone.
It's a major award.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's exciting. But I should have it by the end of the month. They're awesome. Saying by the end. Yeah, so I still have some summer left so I can go to the beach.
Cool.
Water impeller swimming.
That's the big news in Brita Land.
That's awesome.
And the zucchinis. Weird. What's your address?
You know my address?
I'll get it to you, Brita.
Jay will give you my address. Hey,
Just make sure you leave your windows rolled down, Weird.
I'm going to have the guy throw it in your back seat.
I don't know how well a fresh zucchini would take to shipping. I got to imagine I'd probably open it up and it'd be funky smelling mush.
But you could always send Brita an egg.
Oh, like you've ever scorned funky smelling mush.
Good point.
I would overnight it.
I want to talk about one other fucking dumb shit thing of the that you can't do anymore.
We have plenty of time.
Is the whole fucking smoking in bars?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's one of those pool halls.
Bars, pool halls, what you know, whatever you know you have is, you know, it's not like people go to bars for their goddamn health, and it's not like. You know, 90% of the people who go to bars are aren't non-smokers, and then you get the handful of people that say, well, you know, I like it now because now I can go to the bars and not smell like smoke, and I happen to have to be of legal drinking age and smoking, and you know for like I think all of like a year before they banned them in Maine. And even then, if I went into a bar and I did not see an ashtray sitting around, I would ask somebody at the bar, is it all right if I smoke here? Because there were still plenty of non-smoking bars. Probably about 90% of them were smoking. But there were,
I just used an empty bottle.
Well, no, but you'd light up and they'd tell you to put it out because there were non-smoking bars. It was freedom of choice if they wanted to do it. And I wasn't a heavy smoker, so there'd be times where I'd want to go to the bar. I didn't feel like having a cigarette, and I'd want to come home and not have to wash all the clothes I was wearing because they smelled like an ashtray. And I would go to those specific bars because they were non-smoking bars and I didn't want to smell like smoke. And oh my God, freedom of choice. It's your property. You're the owner of the place. You can do with it what you want so long as it's legal. And also it's not like people talked about like, oh, the bartending staff has to do the has to enjoy the secondhand smoke. Do you know anyone who's ever worked at a bar or worked at a restaurant that didn't fucking smoke? I know people who took up smoking specifically because they worked in a restaurant and they saw all the other people going out for their mandated 5 minute smoke breaks, and they just said, "Jesus Christ, I want to get out of here. Give me a pack of nails."
I don't know. My personal favorite's the fucking bait and switch they pulled on Massachusetts bars and restaurants. Because it came down that you have to have a non-smoking section, and then we have to flip it around. It has to be a smoking section, and then it has to be a separate
smoking section, and then it has to be a separate smoking section completely enclosed with its own ventilation system. And restaurants were dumping hundreds of thousands of dollars installing these systems so they could have a smoking section. And then like 2 years later, they went, ah, fuck you, it's illegal.
Yeah. Go outside. And then they were like, oh, yeah, you can't, you got to be like 100 feet away. And then it was like, no smoking anywhere.
Yeah, we went to, just before the smoking ban in Portland, it was a bunch of friends of mine. We all went to Amigos restaurant most people in Portland don't realize that Amigos actually is a restaurant. Amigos restaurant in Portland to get some Mexican food, and they had pretty good Mexican food, and it was one of those. We got in, we got seated, we sat down at our table. It was like, you know, lunchtime, and the place was empty, and the waitress carded us, and one of my friends was 20, and we had to leave because she said, "I'm really sorry." I said, she said, "You know, can I see some ID?" And, one of my friends was 20, and I said, "No, don't worry. None of us are going to drink right now." She said, "Sorry, we can't. We're because it was illegal to smoke in restaurants, but it was still legal to smoke in bars." Right. And so they illegally classified themselves as a bar and would not give a burrito to someone who was 20 years old that way, because they were like, you know, she said, "I'm really sorry. You know, I know you guys want food, and I know you guys aren't here to get drunk, but we're going to have to turn you and your money away because we make far too much money from people being able to smoke in our bar. And if we made smoking illegal in our, you know."
Well, yeah, the few people underage that probably weren't enough to warrant.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. It's just one of the, I mean, and like I said, most people wouldn't realize is it's, you know, this place is a bar. It's, you know, that's where they make their money. The place was completely fucking empty at noon because nobody was coming in for, no one was coming in for a chimichanga. Everyone files in, you know, at nighttime to, right, you know, to there and maybe throw up.
Take a hit on the drug of choice, AKA alcohol.
Yeah, but I mean that was the thing, is they were trying to go through with it, and there was a diner, and they actually switched it so that it was, you paid $1 for a lifetime membership, and it was no longer a diner, it was a smokers club.
Yes,
and
that's actually pretty common.
And they ended up fucking them over.
That used to be real common in a lot of states where they had to, they were a club to sell alcohol.
Right.
Because you couldn't just walk in off the street and buy a drink. You had to buy a club membership. That was real common in Texas.
Which, again, the whole concept is just, you know,
right.
We're Americans. We detect censorship. We route around it.
Yep.
If you know, again, relate it to, hell, the assault weapons ban. Fine. I can't have a 30-round magazine. I'll go out and buy 10 round magazines just because.
Yep.
I will pay extra to find a pre-ban magazine just because.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's expensive as shit to be shooting that kind of ammo, I'll do it just because you told me you don't want me doing it. I'll do it just to say fuck you.
Yeah, but then they'll keep chasing it. Boston is set to, I think it's in a couple of months, cigar bars are going to be illegal in the city of Boston. You cannot even smoke inside a place that is specifically designed for smoking cigars. It is nothing but smoking. It's not even, they have a liquor license and all that, but they're not there to sell you booze. They're there to sell you cigars and for you to smoke them. And all the people coming there are there to smoke cigars. You are going to smell like smoke. It's all about smoke. We sell smoke. That's our job. There's a wooden Indian out front. It's illegal.
Yep. And when the Democrats have the DNC, they'll exempt themselves from it. Just like they did in Boston with the smoking ban. That was awesome.
It was an interesting thing in the paper. I don't know if you read it, Jay, but the the casino coming to Massachusetts is supposed to be the first the first casino in the country that where smoking is illegal.
Yeah, that's pretty damn funny. You know, because you're drinking, you're gambling, but you know, God forbid you have a
you're
cigarette.
Getting blown
that's
in the bathroom
bad
by
for
a hooker.
You, shit.
Don't forget the hookers.
It's all about the hookers and blow. But you know, again, I as a former smoker am enjoying watching all of this come to bite them on the ass, because you know, you kind of tie it in to the things you used to do. And first of all, I remember going into a store to buy a carton of cigarettes for my mom when I was like 8 years old.
Oh yeah, people used to do that all the time. But they had cigarette vending machines.
Mom didn't feel like getting out of the air-conditioned car. So she'd be like, Jay, go in and buy me some cigarettes. And I'd be like, okay, mommy. You know, just scoot right in. You know, nobody gave a rat's ass. When I started smoking in the mid-'80s, you could buy a pack of cigarettes for like $1 at a gas station, which is historically the most expensive. And now the price for a single pack is what I used to pay for a carton. And this is probably in the past 25 years. If at the time a six pack of beer was going for about $4, they're probably, you know, $5.50, $6 now. If the price had gone up the same, you would be paying like $32 for a six pack of beer.
Forget that.
And what they've managed,
Forget that.
And what they've managed to do, they fucked themselves because they've been too successful. Too many people have quit smoking.
Right.
They lost all that tax revenue and they went, derp.
And so the solution is to raise taxes again.
because you know, when you're drowning, obviously the solution is to drink more water.
Right.
Speaking of water, I just saw in the news, this is another childhood thing completely ruined. Apparently, drinking from the hose causes cancer.
Oh, bullshit.
Come on. Really?
Drinking from the hose causes awesome childhood
cancer.
I used to drink from the hose all the time.
Yes.
I used to drink from other people's hoses. I mean, when you were thirsty and then you're out in the neighborhood running around, you just go find somebody's hose and turn it on and drink water.
That's another thing. You can't just run around.
Wait a minute.
Anymore.
You're in Texas. Can't you get shot for that? Can't they just start shooting you from the windows for that?
No.
not if it's in daylight hours.
Yeah. Only if it's after dark. Yeah.
and Alan knew that if he didn't get home by the time the streetlights came on, he'd get his ass beat.
That's right.
Yeah, but they were gas and they took a lot longer to light back then.
That was back in the days when not only could you hit your kids, but you could hit other people's kids.
Oh hell yeah, I hate to sound like a stupid old fogey because I know kids have been. I mean, it's one of those perennial things. You know, people bitch about the kids these days, but you know, when I was in school, we were, you know, the worst discipline problems we had were talking in class and chewing gum, you know. Nobody had to worry about getting shot or, you know, occasionally somebody getting a fight or something, but you know, damn, you know,
that was one thing that there was, I was talking about an article about like kids today are supposedly more prone to flying into fits of uncontrolled rage. And I wonder how much of that is number one, kids aren't getting hit.
Right.
You know, you take a swing at somebody, someone's going to swing back at you. And,
they don't get to fight amongst themselves.
And then, on top of that, I remember someone telling me he was talking about school shootings, and he was talking about how, you know, he was saying back in the day after school, you would run home. So you could change out of your school clothes, which were your good clothes, into your play clothes that you could get fucked up.
Yep.
And then run over to whatever designated area so you could get in a fight.
Right. You had to have time built in to change your clothes because you're more afraid of your mom beating your ass for getting your good clothes dirty.
Yeah, absolutely. You might get a split lip from fighting, but mom will make it so you can't sit down.
Oh yeah, I remember when I was in middle school, the people are getting fights in like during gym class or something, and the coaches would just sit there and watch them for a little while. and laugh.
Oh yeah. Well, because you got the aggression out.
Yeah. You know, and you know, if they got too violent, they'd step in and break it up or something. But you know, most of the time they just, you know.
That was his point, was just saying that, you know, nowadays it's not, you know, you split the other guy's lip or, you know, or knock him down a couple of times, and that's good enough to put the guy in his place, you know, in your book. You know, these days you're not allowed to, you know, not allowed to lay hands on anybody lest you get suspended for it.
Right.
And so by the time it comes around to they're thinking about they're thinking about throwing a punch, you know, just a fat lip ain't going to do it.
Yep. Damn kids.
Kids these days.
Well, I mean, you know,
music they listen to, it's just noise.
I mean, kids act up. That's what they've always done. I mean, that's their job, right? I mean, they're little monsters, and they need to be, you know, they need to be beaten until they, you know, step, you know, toe the line and you know, act civilized. And part of that civilizing behavior is peer interaction. You know, you learn not to be a dick because you get your butt kicked when you are, you know, and without that mutually civilizing influence, you know, even amongst the kids, you know, is it any wonder that we're raising a generation of, you know, people that don't know squat?
Well, no, because the kid that's a dick, when someone calls him on it, his mommy and daddy come down and raise holy hell, because how dare you?
Right.
My precious little snowflake.
Yeah. Ugh. So anyway, our number is 214-530-0036.
You know what else I don't have anymore? Pop Tops. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, those were great.
Guaranteed to slice the living fuck out of your fingers. Because after you've had about 7 or 8, you couldn't manipulate them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to make pop-top chains.
Oh, God. Those are also called daisy chains.
Yeah. And then we'd take break the thing off and use it and flip, you know, spin it off, you know, ping, you know, off into the. Yeah.
How was that again?
There was a lot more litter back then.
Oh, yeah.
Crying Indians.
Oh, shit. Thanks, Evan. My keyboard almost hit the dice in half. But wasn't the secret shame that the Indian in that video was actually Italian?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, yep. Me, my sister, and a bunch of our cousins always wound up as the sharks in West Side Story.
Oh.
Because we're like the only dark people in our little white town.
Hey, that call-in number is 214-530-0036. Stop us dabbling,
please.
Oh, we lost Brita.
Uh-oh.
It got quiet.
It did.
Is Weird still here? Oh, shit, we lost Weird.
You and me. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, no. Well, no wonder it's quiet. Where the hell did everybody go? God. Oh, shit, Jay. We're screwed now.
We are. We're the two oldest members of this conflagration. I think I just made that up. But, yeah, all the good fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Was it you that were talking about the M80s? You used to be able to go buy an M80?
Well, hell, yeah. You'd get M80s everywhere.
Yeah.
It was nothing better for launching a frog in a low-Earth orbit than an M80. Beavis and Butthead talk about frog baseball. I'm like, oh, fuck no. You find a big old bullfrog, you stuck an M80 in him.
Well, okay. What about the rockets? Like the little Estes rockets? I mean, we used to go by the store and buy those things, and then, you know, you'd have some plastic model or something, and, you know, the first thing you do when you finish a plastic model is you go figure out a way to blow it up, right? So, you know, we'd strap rockets to it, you know, it didn't matter what it was, a car or whatever, you know, and we'd strap rocket engines to it and shoot it off across down the street, you know.
Well, see, we never... dog in his space program?
Well, yeah, exactly. The lizards, space lizards.
Space.
And I think we got Brita back.
Like that sophisticated?
Kind of.
Yeah.
We would just
chat. I don't know what's going on.
We would just have like a firing squad of BB guns out in the back. You know, you'd get like an old model that you were sick of, and it would sit up back, and all of us. You know, if we'd had YouTube back then, holy.
Oh
shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's another thing. BB guns. I mean, who didn't have a BB gun when they were a kid?
Me.
Well,
us.
Yeah.
My parents were anti-gun.
Oh, weird.
That worked out perfectly for them.
Yeah, it sure did.
Well, that was Linoge just had Oleg posted a video of Linoge with his really nice short-barreled Sega that he has.
Oh, I saw that.
His mom saw the video and she said, "This is what happens when you don't let your kids play with toy guns."
Well, it really is. I mean, you know, I mean, lots of kids in the neighborhood when I was a kid, you know, we had BB guns and we were completely unsupervised by adults. We ran all over the place with the BB guns. And I was so happy when my daughter got old enough and I bought her a BB gun, and they, you know, the kids around the neighborhood, they did the exact same thing. They ran around with, you know, BB guns shooting stuff, you know, and I had the dents in my truck to prove it. And
not the new one. Oh.
I was actually very happy about that. I was like, "Oh, you kids, you need to pay attention to what you're shooting." You know, and inside I was like, "Oh, fuck yeah."
Well, it's a little different because they do have airsoft, which, you know, is kind of, well, first of all, it's cheaper. and you can get, well, you can get full auto BB guns, but full auto airsoft is more common,
right?
And that's kind of
what is the difference? Is it the plastic pellet versus the metal?
Yeah,
the speed. The airsoft is like under 300 feet per second, something like that. And plus, it's a 6mm plastic.
It's very hard to put your eye out with an airsoft.
Yeah, you can still do it. But
you have to try.
Yeah. I mean, there's more effort involved,
right?
You really gotta want that eye out.
Yep. Yeah, and more importantly for me, the BBs are a lot cheaper because they're plastic.
Right.
So you buy a big honkin' like gallon sized container for like $10.
And according to my sister in law, those BBs fit very, very perfectly into the impeller of a sump pump.
Oops.
Oops.
Okay. I try to keep But I turn them loose. I actually, what I'll do is I'll drag out all my steel targets that I bring to the range. And I'll put them out the backyard. The kids like run around. It's like a little training course. They're doing barrels and stuff. It's really cool.
Oh, with the airsoft.
I got a little commando academy. My son's running around with his full auto MP5 lookalike going brap 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 ting in the place.
All ninjas in training. Hey, we got
a call. It's awesome. They're going to be on Segways like little mall ninjas.
Little Paul Blarts.
Area code 903. You're on the air.
Hey. First off, Brita, congratulations on the new leg and the new bikini.
Thank you.
Be looking forward to all the pictures in your blog.
Say your name.
Who is this?
This is Jason Kerr.
Oh, uh-huh. Jason.
I knew it was Jason.
Doing good. How about y'all?
Doing fine.
Good.
Very good.
Now, Brita, is a true Texas accent.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really heartbroken. The episode after I called last time, some swarthy guy with another accent came off, and you said you liked his better than mine.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, she's sick of my accent, Jason, so.
I think our specific word was that your accent sucked.
Yeah. No, she's sick of hearing it.
I think Jason's is more of a West Texas.
Well, I'm
originally from North Texas. Wait a minute. What are those things that fall from oak trees?
Acorns?
Okay. There you go.
He did it the same way as Alan.
I don't even know what the fuck he said.
Acorn.
Yeah.
They're speaking moon language.
And what color are bananas?
Bananas are yellow.
That's how I answer the phone. Yellow.
Uh-oh.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah, we hear you fine.
Oh. Okay.
Breed always gives me shit about my accent, and it's just, it's funny. Yeah.
Well, Alan, to be honest with me, you actually sound more like an Austinite than anything else.
Oh, God.
Oh, the shame.
That's only because he doesn't shave his legs.
Oh. Uh-oh. We lost Breeda again.
Yeah, she disappeared from everything.
Yeah. I'm going to blame the Wi-Fi.
Mike. Blame Mike.
Mike walked in the room.
So, Jason, do you have an entry for our list of things you can't do anymore?
Well, I mean, we already talked about the Freon and all, and of course, when they had passed that law, I was actually wondering how much money I could have made smuggling Freon and high flush toilets across the border from Mexico. Of course, you know, that's exactly what you want to end up telling everybody you're in prison for.
Yeah, right.
Smuggling crackers.
Yeah, smuggling Freon and toilets.
You might make some friends in the joint. They might actually give you free cigarettes and watch your back, so long as you promise when you get out that you'll hook up their old lady with a good toilet and recharge your AC for $10.
Well, having worked in the Texas correctional system, watching your back means an entirely different thing.
Oh, there's a good one.
A man has needs.
Well, I can, thinking of things that we can't do anymore, I think one of the biggest ones is just, I mean, being able to work with your parents in whatever job they used to work with.
Well, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Y'all were talking about selling cigarettes and all. When I was 10 years old, my parents had a convenience store, and I used to run the cash register, and I sold cigarettes and chewing tobacco and everything to them, and nobody blinked an eye about it. Nowadays, my parents probably would have been caught and called in for child abuse or something.
Well, you've heard the thing about the farms where they're going to try to make everybody on a farm get a commercial driver's license before they can drive a tractor.
Well, and that's not only that, but they wanted to put it under child labor laws where if you were under, I guess, 12 or 13 years old, you couldn't even do chores.
Right.
And, let me tell you, I live in a rural area, and people were getting really steamed about that. The first ag fed to try to enforce that, it would not have gone well for them.
Well, that's just it. They wouldn't have enforced it in those areas. Because deep down, they're pussies. And if they're going to run into significant opposition, they're just going to, okay, we'll just selectively enforce it. It's the reason the cops aren't out busting everybody on the 4th of July for illegal fireworks. Because they know there'd be riots.
Oh, yeah.
You show up.
Well, plus they can't. There's too many people.
Where they've got like a firework war. And you start ticketing everybody on the street, you're not going to make it out of there. Before you know it, there's going to be a little tank rolling under the squad car. Yeah. We all remember those tanks.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I miss those tanks. But
I miss bottle rockets. Man, I miss bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets were great because we used to save all the you know the ones where the. The ones where the little stick breaks.
Oh yeah,
and because we had a fire hydrant on our property, and there was a pole that they put up so people wouldn't hit it, and it functioned just like a mortar.
Oh, cool!
Which is really
you could drop it in there.
You could drop them down. We rained death upon our neighbors one year, and that was we had an absolute epic firework war. That was almost as good as the year we all went down to the river and we fired at boats going by. It looked like Apocalypse Now.
Do you ever
it
shoot really bottle rockets did. Down into the water? That was cool. I used to love that.
Fish burbling up.
Yeah. Well, you shoot them in there.
Those Morning Glory sparklers, those will stay lit underwater. You can scare the shit out of the bass with them.
Yeah, if you've got three M80s and a piece of duct tape, you basically had a stick of dynamite.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you could do so many things with those. I have learned how to demolish a car with M80s.
Oh, yeah, we used to do dirt excavation. We used to, like, build canals and shit with M80s.
It's great for fishing, too.
Yeah. Dude.
They come up half cooked.
You learn so much from
right. Fishing with dynamo. Like,
oh well, the good old days.
Yeah.
You know what scares me is what are our kids going to be saying? Wow, remember when you could do this? That scares me. Yeah, lost so much in this generation. What are they going to lose?
Yeah.
Remember when you could walk down the street without a helmet?
Yeah. Remember where you could do anything you want to on the internet?
Yeah.
The helmets are one thing. Yeah.
First, oh God. Yes.
Now people are riding with fucking roller skates.
Oh.
And then they're wearing a helmet.
I see people all the time with bicycles and helmets. I'm like, what the?
Skateboards
were the vehicle that you were there to get injured.
that was the whole thing.
That was one of those. I'm too young to smoke, so my rebellion's going to be I'm going to ride around in a skateboard, because that's another way for me to slow motion kill myself.
Well, everyone's fucking dressed up like they're about to. They have people riding tricycles and they make them wear helmets.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well.
I think by the time we have children, I mean our children grow up and they have children, just thinking of your own thought and not anything approved through the school system is going to be the only act of rebellion left. And woe to you if you even voice it.
Well, damn, Jason, that's fucking depressing.
My wife says I'm a pessimist.
Apparently
she's right.
While they're thinking those inappropriate thoughts, maybe they'll be carrying.
Yeah, well,
that's the one thing that's going the right way.
I don't know. You know, things swing back and forth. I think people now are going, fuck, you know, this, some stuff's just too much. So.
That is true. Everything does.
We're going to have the Outlands.
Yeah.
Well, if any restriction gets repealed in the Texas legislature coming up, I'm thinking about the only one that has a chance to is the tanning bed restrictions they've got now. I mean, you can't even get on a tanning bed in Texas unless you're over 18 now.
Huh.
You have to have a permit to open a tanning bed facility.
Oh, I'm sure you have to have a permit.
And you
got to
pay
everywhere.
The special Obamacare tax.
That was
the first thing that went into effect for Obamacare when it passed.
The 10%
tanning bed tax are being taxed to help fund Obamacare.
That's right, because Michelle doesn't want competition.
Jay, could you make it easy for us trying to keep score and just tell us the things that you don't have to have a permit for in Massachusetts?
Being a legal alien.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's about the only thing.
I think that's the same way in Texas. Matter of fact, you actually get preferential treatment at the ER rooms here.
Yeah, you do.
Just go in and say no habla inglés.
You don't need a permit to smoke a joint on the sidewalk.
No, it's like England. You know, if somebody's breaking into your house, just hit him with a baseball bat. And rather than saying you were defending yourself, just say you were mugging him.
That's right. And they'll let you go.
No, I wasn't defending myself. Hell, I just take his wallet. I was mugging him. He happened to walk too close to my house, so I mugged him.
Yeah, I guess it's in Canada, if you legally end up defending yourself with a firearm, they tell you to say that you pointed the gun at the person because they were committing a crime. in order to scare them, and the gun accidentally went off.
Yeah.
You can't say you intentionally shot
someone. We're out of time.
That's it.
It's been lovely, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jason.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
And
holy crap, we had a lot of calls.
Yeah,
callers,
we did.
Do that again next week.
Yeah, that was really great. I'm very happy about that. Thanks everyone that called in, and I don't think we didn't take anybody that wanted to call in, so it was just right. And Brita's Wi-Fi died or something. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back here next week.
All right, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
And you know, hopefully another interesting topic. Oh, all right. We'll see.
Yeah, well, let's not go crazy.
All right.
We're gonna talk about macrame.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Ciao.
Night.
And we're done broadcasting.